Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be right now.
And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips.
You know I love you.
I love you too.
I'm not a princess. This ain't a fairy tale. I'm not the one you'll sweep off her feet. Lead her up the stairwell. This ain't Hollywood.
Oh, stop. Okay.
This is a small town. I was a dreamer before you went and let me down. Now it's too late for you.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm going to love watching it land on you.
Everyone, it's Carly. It's Friday the 18th. With me getting no sleep last night, and I will go in on that if anyone wants to hear why I did not sleep last night, feel free to ask me, because, I'm lack of sleep person, but I just want everyone to know, thank you for calling in. I know it's a crazy November. It's a November to remember. Nielsen Blanco is calling in at 7:05. He says he will stay for half an hour, and oh my God, my girls are in the chat room. I can breathe now. Brandy, Christy, Lone Star, Ruby, Silo. Did I miss anyone? I don't think I missed anyone. Okay, I'm bringing on my co-host for tonight. I mean, Terry will be here sometime, unless he fell asleep or, fell in the toilet. Okay, fine. I thought it was funny. I've been crying for the last hour because I was a stupid idiot. And I saw the last episode of Reason and Kelly, and it made me emotional. It made me think about how I skipped school, too. Because I had to see the first 15 minutes when it was Regis and Kathy Lee, and then Regis and Kelly, I've always had to see that 15 minutes because I thought it was a great dynamic, a great bonding experience. And, you know, I'm kind of like Regis. I bring everyone on. I bring everyone to the party. The number to call is 1-347-850-8721. And the rules are don't interrupt, you know, anyone talking because that's a bad, bad, bad thing. And no bashing on Carly tonight. I'm really not in the mood. And remember, we all love Spinelli here. Right, girls? And I'm going to bring on Christy.
Hello.
Hello. Amy! Amy, 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 Amy is in this album. Yay! Sorry. How are you?
I'm good. Can't say the same for my mom. She's struggling, so still pray for her.
Oh, so is he still... really struggling?
Well, you know, I went out with her today. She got a little crabby with me at Target, but that's, you know, that's normal. We make a scene in Target and she yells at me and everyone hears, so that's normal, you know.
Well, maybe she is back to normal. You guys, I'm going to bring you everyone in a minute. I think Mr. Nielsen on the phone line, and I don't want him to have to talk all over us. I mean, now that we do that, you guys, we are perfect angels on the show. Remember that. And I'm the perfect host. Thank you. Hi, I think Mr. Nielsen.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hello. Happy Friday.
Yeah, it's a happy Friday, but it's also a sad Friday because, you know, it was the last day of One Life to Live, and it was the last day of Regis Philbin leaving. And so I just want to know whoever planned having those two events on the same day, they needed to, like, get their butt sucked or whatever.
Well, it's a happy Friday for ABC daytime. it's a very sad day, actually. I am, bereft with... I'm bereft. I can't imagine what Frank Valentini and Ron Carlovati, you know, the executive producer and head writer of the show, are feeling today. They have poured their hearts and souls into the show, and I can't imagine what, when the director said, that's a wrap, I can't imagine what they went through, and I hope to get really, really, really drunk tonight. It's a horrible, horrible day in television broadcasting. One Life to Live is my favorite show in the entire world. I've felt for people, you know, the Guiding Light fans, the Aswell Turn fans, all my children fans. But this is the first time that my really favorite show has been canceled. And it's really tough. Last night I made the mistake of drinking a bottle of wine and watching old One Life to Live shows on YouTube. And
can I ask you why in the hell would you put yourself through that? Because, you know, back in the day they were great, but, I mean, they have been great the last couple of months. I will never understand. I mean, I know why ABC did what they did, but, you know, I couldn't understand AMC going off and not being saved. But I always thought when my Philip was going to get 11th hour save or someone was going to come in and be the hero and kick Fonz out, kick everyone out and say, look, this is wrong what you're doing to the American people. And I just think for the actors, the producers, everyone, that they should have got at least the 11th hour with people.
Well, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Well, I know.
It's not going to happen. I did that because I'm interviewing Andrew Evans soon, and I'm so happy with the way Ron Carlovati gave, you know, he kind of screwed up her last return, and she's my favorite character, favorite all-time actress on daytime, and so I was really pissed off at him, and he and I've yelled at him to his face about it. And he has really saved it and made it. I'm just so grateful to him for giving Tina Lord Roberts. I can never say just Tina Lord. I have to say Tina Lord Roberts. She gave her the best end story I think I've ever seen of any character on television, and really paid so much respect to her. And I'm so thankful for him for doing that. And I feel like for the first time in my life that I feel like, or sorry, the first time since the 1980s that I feel like I have my old One Life to Live back. He's really given that back to me, and I completely am thankful. And I think he's, he's writing the show like never before. And I can't imagine how hard that's been for him. How hard that's been for everyone acting in this. I can't imagine how hard it's been for everyone. My heart goes out to all of them.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about everyone who's really outlooked because of this, like even the soap magazines and, you know, the production people, everyone is out of a job because of this whole thing going. And, it's just, when they did this with AMC, last year or the year before, moving them to L.A., I said there's no way this is going to work, number one. Number two, they will be canceled within a year. I said that to myself, have jokingly, they would never cancel AMC or One Life to Live. And when they did, I'm like, okay, I'm retracting every bad thing I've ever said about anyone. But I just don't know how any of those actors and the producers and the writers are feeling today, even though they have the PP deal going and, they will be back to work, in 2 weeks? But not everyone is going over there, from what I've been reading.
Well, I don't know if anyone's going over there. I mean, it's a little murky right now. But I think, all I'm thinking about right now is about the cast and the crew. I want to wish them the best. I'm so happy that we have 7 weeks left of great television, and I'm going to celebrate the show. And I'm glad that it's going out on a high note. This is the first time in daytime television that a canceled show is at the top of the ratings, and it is better than it's ever been. This has never happened before. Usually shows that are canceled are horrible. I'm sorry. As Will Turns and Guiding Light were horrible when they were canceled.
You know what, Nelson?
Sorry,
I agree.
They were horrible. They were at the bottom of the ratings.
Yep.
One Life to Live is number two in the demos, number three in overall, and sometimes number two in overall ratings. And the show is by far the best show on daytime television. So I have to say that this is the first time I think that this has ever happened. And One Life to Live will go down in history books as the show that was canceled, the best show that was canceled, the highest rated show that was canceled by ABC. And if I worked on General Hospital, I'd be a little concerned.
I would be more than concerned. I mean, not that I want to panic anyone, because that's not what I do. But no, I just thought today with One Life to Live, like you said, going off on a high note. And you're right, Guiding Light and As the Road Turns did not. Guiding Light gave me an everyday headache with their lighting. It gave me a headache. I watched it, even though I got a headache from it. But,
one who got a headache. I mean, that show was a big headache. I mean, other than Crystal Chappelle and Jessica Lucia, it was a big headache all around. It looked disgusting. And, that show just, Guiding Light was a case of, seeing something you love dying slowly, and you just want, kill them off now, please.
Yeah.
Kill them now. One Life to Live is on fire, and ABC should be ashamed of themselves. I don't know how Jill Theron-Phelps or Garen Wolf can actually think that they should be the last surviving show on ABC when One Life to Live is kicking ass, it's under budget, and it's telling really great stories, and I don't know how I would keep my... I don't know how these people keep their jobs. I mean, like, don't you sleep at night? Like, I would quit my job. I'd be like, you know, I'm sorry. Like, there's no... I can't... You know, General Hospital is a frickin' mess. It's a frickin' mess. And I don't know how these people can cash their million-dollar checks when something as beautiful, as earnest and beautiful as One Life to Live is going off air. I really don't understand how they can actually look at Brian Franz in the face and say, you know... And, you know, and these GH fans are literally in denial. They're in denial.
You know what? Okay,
they gave away your time slot. Hello? They gave away your time slot. Pay attention, people. They gave away your time slot. The show is over. And they're ramming it into the ground. They're ramming it into the ground. Like, it's so beyond obvious. If no one knows that they're actually ramming GH into the ground... You must be deaf, dumb, and stupid, because it's so obvious. And I do want to say, I know I'm on a tangent right now, but I do want to say that thank so much, Brian Franz. Thank you so much for not caring about One Life to Live. Thank you so much for not caring or giving a shit about One Life to Live. That you actually let Ron Carlovati and Frank Valentini produce the show out their asses and make it so beautiful. Thank you so much, Brian Franz. I will always be indebted to Brian Franz for not giving a damn shit about One Life to Live. And in the end, and it screwed One Life to Live for a long time, but in the end, it's a beautiful thing. One Life to Live soared because Brian Franz didn't get One Life to Live or care about it. So I have to say that I'm forever indebted to Brian Franz for leaving One Life to Live alone, because what I've seen these past 6 months has been superior soap opera, and that's the irony of it. But I'm very happy that he's doesn't give a shit about One Life to Live. Thank you. Thank you, Brian Franz. Thank you so much. Because we've seen what he did to all my children, and we're seeing what he's doing to the General Hospital. So thank you so much. Because he could have easily said, oh, Andrew Evans? We don't want her back. No, we're not bringing Andrew Evans back. He didn't give a shit about One Life to Live, and I'm so happy about that. Because look what we got. We got, we got everything.
And you know what? I think you're my favorite interview yet, besides Silas. Hi, Silas. I love you, but Nelson is rocking me up. Silas,
who's
I'm
Silas?
Sorry.
Is he related to Erica Kane at all?
No, I am talking about Silas.
I know Silas Kane. I'm joking.
I love him. Even though he's going head-to-head with me tonight for like a half an hour, I will forgive him. But see, Silas, you know, Silas, give the girl a break. You know, Silas, I gave up my Mondays and had my show on Tuesday, and then you came for a Friday night, so Silas, that's Silas.
I had no idea that Silas was on the show today, on the air tonight. I had no idea. I was just told by Marie Spins, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm betraying him. So I kind of actually feel great about that. I like that we're betraying him.
Okay, you know what? You're not betraying him because I was bugging him literally every week. How can I get Nelson on my show? Do something. Help me. I will hold you for the
attention whore. I mean, he's on twice a week. I mean, is that not enough? I mean, get a goddamn life.
Yes. Okay. Yes, I think he is an attention whore. But I was reading all you stuff even when you were at TV Guide, and I wasn't going to mention TV Guide, but
It was a great, that was a great experience. Yeah, that's great. That's how you guys all know me, so...
So looking at TV Guide, did you ever feel because you were looking at TV Guide, you could not print what you really wanted to say? Because, I mean, the other show magazine hasn't called anyone out in months over what's been going on in daytime. you know, with her.
No, I got to say whatever I wanted. I got to say whatever I wanted. You know, that's what people think. They're like, oh, you got fired because you, you know, you wrote about Mellie Thomas Gow and Christian Alfonso, like, on my Twitter account. I'm like, no. I was making $1,000 a week, and they wanted me to go from $1,000 to $40 a week. I was like, no. Yeah, the Twitter thing just probably gave them, like, they were scared that they would get backlash if they fired me. So they had been talking to me for months and months and months. Trust me, if I would have gotten fired, I would have gotten fired a long time ago. I have written way worse stuff on my column. The Christian Alfonso and Mellie Thomas Gow shit was, like, on my Twitter account. Trust me.
I was not going to bring that up, but you were there, Nelson. What was the whole deal with that? Because I followed you, but I wasn't paying attention that week or whatever. What happened with that? And if you don't want to talk about
Well, I love Mellie Thomas Gow. I love Christian Alfonso. I have nothing against their work. I'm huge fans of their work. But I don't like when actors, lie to the public and involve themselves in other people's business. I mean, my sources say that Christian Alfonso refused to work with Crystal Chappelle, and so they didn't know what to do. That's why they put her with Sean Christian, and they put, Christian in jail. They couldn't play this triangle out, so they had to get rid of Crystal. So,
oh my God.
I'm really sick of actors. I mean, this is allegedly what happened, and I'm just sick of actors when daytime sawing to, actors should not write the show. Actors should not write the show. I am a huge fan of writers. You have to be a part of the Writers Guild. I think it's a very important job, and I think it's a very skilled job, and I don't think that actors should actually involve themselves with those matters. So I just wrote stuff about Christian on my Twitter account, nothing about my column. I have gotten so much more drama before, like years and years of drama on my TV Guide columns. It was literally a pay thing. They wanted me to go from $1,000 a week to $40 a week, and I told them to fuck off. And because of the Twitter drama at the time, just they thought, okay, because they were always scared of firing me because, you know, my column was so popular and I brought so much traffic to them, I think they were a little scared. And then when they saw the Twitter drama, they're like, okay, now is the time to get rid of them. But, I mean, I didn't, I would have gotten fired a long time ago if it was anything I wrote in my column. I mean, you, if you read me, you know, I've done a lot worse before.
I don't know. Okay, I will tell everyone on air, I've never said this, but the only reason I would pick up the TV Guide and I usually, didn't buy the whole TV Guide, but I will rip you column out if I was busy and just read you column out. I know that sounds so bad, people, and I do not want the hate mail. I just didn't have time to buy the magazine, so I ripped out Nielsen's little article, and I will read what I had to say. So, yeah, I don't think that's bad. I mean, believe me, I've done worse with the magazine, people. But no, I always look forward to you, little...
You know what, Em? I'm really happy I left TV Guide. I'm actually have much more freedom, which is a little, like, you know, how much more freedom can I have? But I'm making three times as much money, and I'm actually, I love that my enemies have actually bought my magazine to read me, so I love that. I've had huge support from, like, Nana Bjorlin and Crystal Chappelle and bunch of people in the industry, so I'm really happy. I like the fact that I'm writing something for an exclusive. I don't care if I have 8 million readers. I want to write a special, intimate column for people who really care about the industry, and I'm really glad that it's an exclusive club. And if you want to read me, you can buy Soap Opera Uncensored and get the truth. I mean, I wrote about Stacey Hajduk weeks before the magazines did. Weeks before they did. So I have amazing sources, and that's why I decided to do this column, because I thought, you know, I'm getting all this information, like so much information that it's being wasted. I could, you know, call Michael Fairman and give him stuff. I could, you know, call Silas and make out with him and give him stuff. But, I thought, you know what, I'm going to and a lot of the people in the industry, my sources, like, miss me because I was doing a lot of their bidding, you know. I was fighting for what they're going through. And I thought, you know what, I think this industry still needs me. I'd like to think so. So that's why I'm back in here. It's a crazy world. It's crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yes.
You know, my main job, my full-time job, is writing for the mainstream world, film and TV. And I have to say, it's so much easier. So much easier. Yeah. Film stars are so much easier than this daytime world. But, with One Life to Live going off the air and all my children being terminated, I think, there's still a lot to say. And it's really going to break my heart to see One Life to Live go off the air. It's starting to sink in. What shows do you watch, sweetheart?
I watch all of them because I feel if I don't, I'm a hypocrite because I have this format. I can say whatever the fuck I want. Excuse me, I can't believe I said that in front of you. I watch all of them. I'm not happy where B&B is going because B&B every day is making me want to throw the TV out the window because, you know, how many years do we really want to see Brooke and Riz and Taylor, and now they are doing with the next generation, but, you know, in my view, they've done it so many times on B&B, and you fall in love with a couple on B&B, and the next moment, you know, one of the actors left, like Rick Hurst. I was getting excited for Rick Hurst to be on B&B, and then when Sarah Brown came on, I'm like, oh, this is awesome. They could have a romance. They could make love in an elevator. It could be hot. No, they stick them as cousins. So,
I will say that I can watch Catherine Kelly Lang, Brooke Logan, do anything. The next to Andrea Evans, Catherine Kelly Lang is probably my favorite.
She's old school
soap opera. Yep. Andy Huron, so I love Catherine, but you're an ABC soap fan, right?
I'm an ABC, but I'm a Days of a Life. I mean, I watched Days ever since
Days
I was like
Days is being
eight.
Really good. Days is pretty awesome right now. I'm really impressed.
But I was gonna ask you something though, because not everyone knows the whole Days history, and some people are still young and they don't know. But who in the heck pregnant Maggie, because I thought Mickey could not have kids, and I thought, I'm just wondering who's the father, and I was kidding the other day, thinking, okay, Victor's the father. They did something with
well,
Mickey's
I know there's
a few
twists coming up. I know Susan Banks is coming back to Days. She's coming back. She's being played by Bryn Thayer, who used to be on One Life to Live. I've been busy on Weiner. Mickey could not have kids, so Maggie put her eggs away, and I think birthed Sarah Horton, I guess it was revealed that Alice, someone used her egg, so there's no father. I mean, it's, she obviously, her eggs were used for Daniel, but someone else used it. I have a feeling that maybe Victor is going to be the father of those eggs, but
I was just being funny to Nelson because it's either Victor or Stefano. I mean, they have so many kids and so many long-lost kids that they never knew about, and I'm like, because I swear, if they would have been smart way back then, I thought they should put Lexi as Victor's doll, just because I always thought that could be a really good storyline with her and Bo, and I think they missed the boat, but yeah, I'm a ABC watcher. I grew up on Zinner Hospital. Thank you, Mom. Okay. Just so you know, there's a lot of ladies on fans in here, and I will warn you, but yeah, the Ace has not been good, but I'm a Carly fan. I love Lola White. Lola White is my, like, number one person I've had on my show. I love her. I love her acting. Carly and Saw now. But I feel like that show has been so much sucked in by 1%, and I am not going to. Well, okay, I'm going to say it, Kimo. You know, I'm sorry, and you might not agree with me, but you know what? When Dancing with the Stars came along, she never got the offer that, you know, I wish she would have, because, you know, it just makes me mad that 1% sits on Jason's couch day after day, and she cannot act. That's my opinion. What do you think?
You're talking about what, Kelly Monaco?
Yes.
I think Kelly Monaco is a fine actress. I'm a total fan of hers. I love Becky Herbst, and I love Kelly Monaco. I think that she is just foolish not to write a triangle between Steve C. Burton and Kelly and Becky. I'm not going to get involved in this fan war. I do think Kelly is an amazing actress. I loved her on Poor Charles. She doesn't have anything to do with General Hospital. I love her. Loved her on Poor Charles. I think her and Michael Easton were super couple city. I think most fans are a little misogynistic when it comes to Kelly Monaco. I don't like the word whore and slut being thrown around about her. I think she is a hardworking person. I think if you watch Dirty Soap, that you see that. I think she really, really cares about daytime. I'm not going to get into the sand war at all with Kelly or Becky. I think there's a place for both of them. Kelly and Becky are Dorian and Vicky of General Hospital, the future Dorian and Vicky of General Hospital. The bigger problem for me is that General Hospital is a disaster. I can't watch it. I find it. I would literally rather have sex with a woman than watch General Hospital. General Hospital is the worst show on television. It's clearly being driven into the ground. And if any of you GH fans are talking about Liaison or JSAM, get a clue. They are destroying the show. They gave away the time slot. Like, we need to fight for the show. I mean, I don't even know what we should fight for because there's nothing left. We need to fight for the show. They gave away the time slot, and I think there's bigger issues. There are bigger issues to deal with than whether it's Kelly Monaco. I mean, every show, even if you think that Kelly Monaco is a bad actress, every show has a bad actor. So it's neither here or there. I mean, we need to save the show. I think we need to drive the coupon campaign. And people are like, oh, the coupon campaign, coupons are for poor people. And, oh, my God, coupons.
The coupon campaign
is a data collection experiment.
Exactly.
We're just collecting data. That's all we're doing. We're actually doing something scientific. All we're doing is collecting data. Magazines do that with their reader surveys. Shows do that. Advertisers do that. All we're doing is collecting data. I don't know why we have struck a chord with our naysayers. Obviously, we're doing something right, because something about this coupon campaign pisses people off. And that makes me think that we're doing something right, because all we're doing is, we're not saying we're going to save the soaps. We're not going to, like, get 50 cents off of Tide. All we're doing is collecting information. That's all we're doing. We're not harming anyone at all. We're not harming anyone. We're just collecting data. And I don't understand why this is such, you know, it's like, you know, we're like, you know, killing little babies. I mean, like, why does this piss people off so much? I think it pisses people off because we're actually doing something proactive. I think we're doing something smart. And because I don't understand why it would piss people off. I don't understand why it's pissing people off. If we're just collecting data, leave us alone. We're not saying soaps. We're just collecting data. That's all we're doing.
Yeah, you know what? The thing is, you know what? If they were smart, if NBC was smart, I think they should go, okay, you guys fucked up the new hospital. Let us take over. Let us buy the rights, whatever they need to do. Get a really good backroom deal, you know, and... You know, because, you know, I'm sorry. I don't know how much Dr. Phil I can take in 2 episodes a day here of Dr. Phil. So, you know, come on. You know, NBC, do the right thing and, you know, help us. I mean, Ken Kruger, put your money where your mouth is. You say you care about daytime. So if you care so much about daytime, then maybe you should, you know, take the new hospitals off ABC's back.
Yeah. These people don't care about daytime. They've long cared about daytime a long time ago. So we're the ones who care about daytime. But, you know, I have to say, I think it's a dying industry. I think it's over pretty much. I have to support people like Crystal Chappelle and Gregory at the Bay. I think, you know, I think television's generally moving towards the internet, period. But these people have been asleep at the wheel, like Ken Corday and Brian Franz, and they've made millions, like literally millions and millions and millions of dollars on this industry on our dime. And they have recklessly, you know, mismanaged this industry, and now they're trying to blame us for its demise. And I find that really offensive and unforgivable completely. So, you know, it's a day of reckoning. But I'm really, really so happy that Brian Franz has left One Life. So I will always have a soft spot in my heart for Brian Franz. And I know this should be controversial, but thank you, Brian Franz, for leaving One Life to Live alone. Thank you so much.
Because
One Life to Live has kicked it out of our asses, man. They've proven that this genre is not dead, that it's viable, and it's still a rating success. I mean, I just don't know how. I don't understand why the mainstream media is not asking Brian Franz or Ann Sweeney why you're canceling the number one rated show on your network. I mean, why are you canceling the number one rated show on your network? It's ridiculous. And not that I want General Hospital canceled either, but, you know, I mean, there has to be some brass tacks involved here, and I'm a little upset. I don't know how Jill Fahrenfeld can live with herself. I just don't know how she can live with herself. And I also don't know how all those General Hospital actors can live with themselves either, because, you know, with a few exceptions, like I think Kelly and Dirty Soap sort of you know, articulated, you know, her intelligence by saying, I need another job. I mean, I love that. And did you watch Dirty Soap?
Oh, yeah. I just haven't watched the finale yet. It's been a crazy week. But
she was like, I need another job. The show's over. I mean, I just love that. I mean, I think she's a smart woman and a smart girl. And, you know, I don't understand. But I also don't understand how these actors on General Hospital have not come to, you know, One Life Live's defense. I think Laura Wright today, you know, tweeted that, you know, she was thinking about One Life to Live, and I know Nadia Bjorlund did, and Michael Muni, and why are the CBS people, like, you know, tweeting, you know, sentiments to the One Life to Live crew and not fucking ABC from GH? I mean, where's Steve Burton's, like, love? I think they're all in denial, and I'm over the fan wars, and I just, all my advice is, if anyone cares what I think or respects what I think, I'm just saying, get over the fan wars. We need to start trying to save GH, even though I think it's pretty much over. I mean, I think it's pretty much over, obviously, but anyway, sorry.
Yeah, it's Silo in this album wanted to know if duties are being renewed. What did you know?
Sorry?
Is Duty Soap coming back? People want to know if Duty Soap is coming back for the next season.
We won't know for a few weeks. I talked to Nadia and Brandon and Sarah. They're good friends of mine, and they don't know yet. I think it's going to be renewed because these reality shows, you know, they take a little time to catch on, but the social media success, thanks to you guys, has been really off the charts. So I have... I think they may recast a little bit of some of the stars, but I have to say that I would pretty much say that it's coming back. I mean, I'd be surprised if it wasn't coming back. However, it's not been determined at all. But I would say it's coming back. I think it's a great success.
I'm just curious if Kristen Stones would be back because, you know, we didn't see her in... You know, a couple of episodes because she got sick. So I was just thinking, I wonder if she's coming back because, you know, I find it, the Fiona and Kristen drama really good. I don't know why. Okay, you guys. Oh, God. Chrissy, are you here?
Yes.
He dropped.
He dropped? Oh, no. Maybe he'll call back in, hopefully. Crossing my fingers.
I didn't say anything bad, did I?
No, I don't think it was because of you. So I think probably, you know, his phone died or some mishap with his phone.
Okay, Amy, call back in. I'm bringing everyone. Oh, wait. Nelson back. Hold on, you guys. Hi, Nelson.
Hey, I'm so sorry. We got cut off. Sorry. anyway, I will let you go soon. But yes, Dirty Soap is supposedly coming back, hopefully. And I also want to tell everyone to look out for Uncensored because I interviewed Lexi Ainsworth today. And,
you did?
That's
wow.
Going to be quite the doozy, yeah.
Okay.
Quite the doozy.
Because one of my friends does iHeartRadio, and she's a big Lexi Ainsworth campaigner, and she wants Lexi back. We all want Lexi back, to be honest. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. You're probably going to see a Victoria's Secret model in that role. But Lexi's doing really good. She misses you guys, and, you know, she's in a really good place. She actually filmed... Talk about a small world. She actually filmed a movie, TV movie, with one of my best friends, Vivica Fox. So they have been, you know, hanging out lately. So she's doing really well. I'm really proud of her. But, you know, she's not coming back. And I, you know what? Don't want Lexi Ainsworth to come back to General Hospital. I do not want her back on that show. She needs to, you know, move on. I think people like Jonathan Jackson are abandoning ship. And I think it's the writing's on the wall, and I think, you know, a lot of people, you know, are doing the right things for themselves. So, if I was in General Hospital, I'd leave immediately. And the show was gross and disgusting, and I don't like the way they treat the actors on that show. And the writing is just, you know, the writing is just deplorable. So... I'm really happy for Lexi, actually. I think what General Hospital did was awesome for her. I'm so happy they got rid of her because she's going to get so much more work. You know, when General Hospital is finally canceled, you know, you're going to have all these actors at the same time looking for work. So people like Jonathan, people like Lexi, they're so much better off because they're going to actually have time before, you know, they're all out of work. The same time to actually find new jobs. So I'm really actually really happy for Lexi. Look out for that. I think her first interview ever since she's been let go. So, and I have to thank her for that. She's a very sweet girl.
Well, yeah, tell her we all miss her and all that. So do you need to be going?
Yes, I'm gonna have to go soon, but I just wanted to say thank you so much for inviting me on your show. I've heard you on Silas' show, and I have to say that this is a way better show than Silas Kane's. This is the podcast ever. And Silas Kane is a hack compared to you. Oh, I'm going to get out
now. Okay. Thanks, Nelson. Have a good night.
Thank you. And, you know, keep the faith. Keep watching these dumb soaps, even though they destroy us. But keep watching.
Man. And go get drunk. Go get drunk.
I will totally. All right. Love you. Take care.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I am bringing everyone on. Even if they didn't press one, I am bringing you on because I can, and it's my show, and I can do. Okay, everyone's on. Focus, are you on too? Terry, do you want to be? Yeah, Terry, do you want to be on, or do you want to just listen to us? Terry? Okay, Terry, when you want to press... Okay, Terry, when you want to talk to us, press 1. I will come back to you in 5 minutes. Okay, you guys, that was... I want to thank everyone in the chat room for... keeping me calm. I want to thank Amy, Christy, everyone in that chat room that kept me calm and said that I was good. So who do we have on the phone tonight?
Kathy.
Oh, yay, Kathy's back.
Hi, Carly, this is Alva.
Hi,
hey,
Alva. Oh, good.
Hey,
See, Alva, you did the good thing. You came to my show and not Christy's, like you did. Yeah, Christy
I'm
and I know.
I'm off work tonight, so that's why I can hit your show.
Yay! Okay,
so
you guys.
Alva, by the way.
Okay, you guys, aren't you proud of me? I mean,
Callie,
was anyone else?
Yeah, that was
Callie,
nice.
It was nice to hit Nelson. You did an excellent job, Callie.
Yeah.
And you know what I really wanted to say about her? You know, and then when he was dissing on the right, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You cannot diss him.
What's going on?
What's wrong, Ian?
My stupid computer. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Terry, are you on yet? Terry.
Hello.
Oh, yay! Terry's back with
hello.
Us.
Hello.
Yay!
Hi, I'm just doing some laundry, and I got a lot of laundry to do tonight, so I'm...
I hate laundry.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I got 2 weeks worth full, like, of laundry to do, so...
Okay, if you cannot stay on the whole time, I will forgive you.
Yeah, and I think I might have to go pick up a friend from work again. She hasn't texted me yet, so I'm waiting for her to text me.
Well, just call me. I mean, I want you to stay on the show as long as you can, but just call me, like, after you pick up your friend or something.
Yeah, and I'm trying to go through those papers that I got today from the district. And
oh, that's why
I can't get in.
Huh?
What? In the chat room because it's being a bitch.
The chat room is being a bitch. And who's 443?
Me.
I hear like static or something in the
Kansas?
Background.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Go.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, it's me.
Okay. I know you wanted to talk tonight, but your reception sucks. Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, can I just ask one thing?
Oh, I forgot to tell everyone something at the top of the stove because I was emotional about reading this. Candace is the sweetest person in the world besides Terry and Christy and all of you. Hey, I do want backrest on, yeah. Well, I got stuck in a mud puddle today and I was pissed off at my
socks. What the hell is going on?
Why is it asking me if I want to manage your events? What the hell?
I don't know. Okay.
This is retarded.
So I got my phone and it was a text. At first I thought it was from Terry, but no such luck. It was from Robert S. Woods from Kansas. He see how him say hi, Carly, and he smiled. I think he winked at me, people. So Kansas gets a good when you know when Terry? What? You think it's Terry?
Yeah, I think so.
Nope. No, it's not Terry. Hi, Terry.
Well, what was all that background noise?
I hear something in the background.
It might be my freaking computer. It's a piece of crap.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's like background from the show, so I think it's
yeah, it is. No, it's not Amy.
That's another thing that should be a rule. Like, don't have any loud background noise.
I don't have TV on or anything. All I have is my cat sitting on my lap.
Maybe
I don't think he's loud. He's purring, but you can't hear him.
Well, no, you guys, I'm muted, Terry. And the sound. Terry, talk. Talk.
I'm trying to get into your chat room, but it's being a pain in the butt.
A bitch?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going through everyone.
Yeah, go through everybody because it's just really bad background noise and it's not good quality for our listeners.
It's gone. It's gone. And
can you see me?
Yeah, Terry.
Yeah,
Terry.
I can hear you.
Hey, I'm back.
Well, no, it was the block call.
No, I just wanted to comment on a few things. I can't stand this phone long. I've been up. I went to sleep.
I know,
at
Amy.
Midnight. It
yep,
was
Amy.
Fantastic. It was so freaking good. I love that movie. Anyway, so I've been up for like 25 hours. I had like 3 hours of sleep, and
I've had no
bad
sleep.
Bad headache and
yeah.
stuff. So yeah.
Poor
I just
Amy.
Say, hello.
Yeah, Amy. You're here. We
I'm
can
sorry.
Hear you.
I thought my phone died on me. Jesus.
Oh.
Lots of things are happening today, but I just wanted to say that I just beware of false rumors coming out this weekend.
Yep.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of crap just because.
Yep. There's a daytime event.
Yeah. Exactly.
And it cost $270. Who would want to spend $270 on that?
I know. I don't think they're going to have very many fans. And you know what? I will laugh my butt off if she doesn't show up.
I know.
Well, how many people are going to
show up to the event?
Like, that's what I want to know. How many people will actually show up to the event?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and does she show up? Because the last two events, she was late for the first one, and then she canceled because she was ill. Yeah. She's probably drunk. Anyway.
Oh, my God, the noise is back.
Is it another block caller?
Do you have a block caller calling?
I muted both of them.
Well, she better show up for $270 freaking dollars.
And not Terry. I muted Terry for a second.
It's probably
Terry, say something. Terry,
hello?
Say something.
Hello?
Okay, good.
Yeah,
what
I've said many things in the past, but whatever. I don't care
what?
If she goes what. But
what are you doing?
I'm just saying, there's not going to be a lot of people there, but the ones that are there, just beware of the rumors and spoilers and stuff like that, because they're going to be fabricated all happy.
Yeah, the girl.
And horrible for Elizabeth, you know what I mean?
So, you know what? Say, Sammy, enjoy your last goddamn event. That's all I'm going to say.
That's right. I mean, just like Jason and Elizabeth had an event, and then they ended like 3 weeks later. It's going to be the same thing for them.
Oh, man,
you know, and,
go.
You know, I don't know. I'm just saying I can't wait for the melting. I can't wait to rub it in their faces. I can't wait for them to be heartbroken.
That's what
I'm serious.
Right now, even though I want Jason and Liz together, I want them to get together just for the fact I could rub it in their faces.
Absolutely.
You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? That's right now, that's like
Absolutely.
The most important thing for me. And I don't usually do that. I usually take
right.
the high road, but I mean, come on. I mean, they're like rubbing it in our face.
Just
how
because
Jason and
No.
Huh? No.
Someone is saying just of course it's their last PA together. General Hospital's ending.
No, you know what?
I'm sorry. Elizabeth will reunite. And
yep.
I think we're going to get real exciting news at the end of
yep.
November.
I really think so, too.
And you know what?
Oh, and Candace, I had to put you on mute because you were the static.
No.
I feel
GH still has a while left, and I plan on fighting for.
Me too.
What
and
I
you
want
know
why
I'm sorry, but we can fight for Layton, but we can also fight for GH. You know, I'm sorry. We can do two things at once. You know. And, you know, Layton is coming. Zeke's alive. Mark my words, people. Their little boy never died. And when that all comes out, because
I mean,
Tio doesn't
they're
like...
They're talking about Jake. I mean, it's...
Yep.
Since March, they're bringing them... I mean, there's a reason why his voice was echoing. I think he's in the tunnels at Windermere, and I think Jason is going to find him. I really
yeah.
do.
I do, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think the next couple of weeks will
and,
be the most...
They're already saying that, you know, the whore was not raped. She wasn't raped.
She
no
wasn't.
Way. Uh-uh. No way.
Yeah, I mean, like, Sam McCall
and
would
you know,
go
the thing
halfway.
Is, the sad thing is that they're comparing on the ABC message where they're comparing the rape of Liz Weber, 15-year-old girl, to Sam. And...
Are you,
you
serious?
Know, yeah, they're comparing.
Yes, they are.
Her rape, because I guess
comparing.
People were I guess people were bashing Sam, her rape, how, you know, whatever, you know, and then they were, and then they started bashing Liz's rape, and, you know, Liz was only 15. She couldn't really fight back. She was totally grabbed, you know. She's not like, she was 15.
Break.
She couldn't fight
no,
back,
no,
and Sam.
The subject is disgusting, okay? Don't get me
yeah.
wrong, but, No, they cannot. It's not the same thing.
It's not the
okay?
same thing
yeah.
at all.
Liz was a brutal rape.
Child. Liz is a brutal rape. I mean, yeah, I mean, rape is not, you know, either way you put it, it's nothing.
Exactly.
That way.
No,
it's not,
but she was a child.
Yeah.
She
was
a
yeah.
child.
She was a child. And Sam's
yeah.
a grown woman. And she, I mean,
exactly.
I haven't seen it. And I, from what I understand, we really don't know if she's raped or not. So how can you really compare if you haven't really
you
seen Sam get raped or whatever?
Exactly. You can't. There's not a
you
mark
can't.
On her. She
yeah.
doesn't remember. I mean, there's
yeah.
already spoilers out there with if people believe them or not that says we'll find out she was not.
And Franco
you know?
Is more... Franco would be more cruel. He would actually record it for Jason to see, I think. That's what somebody said. I read somewhere. Franco would be more cruel videotaping
it. No, I don't think Franco's a rapist. I think he just likes to play with minds.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah he's just playing with the mind. He wants Jason to believe that he raped her.
Well, I don't think so. Because
no?
I don't know what Jason... I don't really know what Jason's thinking right now. You know, but it's just when he finds out that it's not true.
And you know what?
I mean,
what really pisses me off is how dare the writers decide to put Liz in the, because supposedly Jason's going to go to Liz for help for Sam for her rape. How dare they put Liz in that storyline when they should have put her in the
Michael
that
might be the
scene.
Best.
I'm just saying, I mean, of all, why couldn't they have done it with the Michael storyline?
Oh, I know. I totally agree.
Why?
I totally asked the same question.
When they know these fan wars are going on, why? Maybe that's what they want. They want the fan wars to get more fire under them. Why?
I know.
But that's the thing. I can see Elizabeth even volunteering to, without Jason asking her, you know? But at the same time, I think Elizabeth is going to find out just by the way Sam acts, because you know that Sam is going to be, you know, a bitch to her, and she's going to realize that Sam was not raped, and I think that's what the whole point is.
Yep.
Because there's so many other people that can prop her story, like Monica. I mean, come on. You know, if they were going to do something like that, you know what I mean? But
okay,
I think,
did Monica say to Liz yesterday or something?
She saw the bruises on Aiden, and right away she was like, we should call CPS and all this other shit. And
she was awful.
Yeah. I mean, I get that she's angry, and then Robin said something like, you really hate, or you're really angry at Elizabeth, and she said something, I forgot how much, or whatever, and it was just totally...
But why would Monica be angry at Elizabeth? It's not like Elizabeth was the only one that kept Jake a secret.
Exactly!
Honey, I wish I had the answers, but...
Jason's the one, Jason and her agreed... To both keep him, Monica is one to talk, though.
She's ready to call CPS on Elizabeth, but I mean, she didn't even go that far with Carly.
I mean, look how AJ turned out. I mean, come on. You know, she raised AJ. Look at how AJ turned out.
She said Liz probably neglected Aiden.
Oh, come on.
That's what she said.
Liz and Niall. Okay. And you know what? I loved what Ruby said.
And I think there's a point to this Monica bashing and stuff, and I think she's going to eat her words. Because I'm telling you, Jake is alive. I've had so many people tell me that we will find out that he's alive. I don't know if Jason and Elizabeth will find out, but we, the viewers, will find out that he is alive.
Yep.
So I don't know how that's going to come out, but he is alive. And that's one of the reasons for these rewrites.
And
this other person coming in, because... Yep. Apparently, even if they have a year and a half to go, they still need someone to pace these things out, you know what I mean? And I'm sorry, but, you know, they gotta change the way things are.
Yeah, well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, Monica is one to talk, see how it feels when they're Elizabeth's father.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
Well, yeah.
When she was married to Alan. Yep. Yeah, Mia, you're right.
There's no relation there, but there's,
guys, best behavior, because I think I know who this is, and he might kill me. Hi, Silas.
Hey, I'm sorry. I got a little late because I just got off my show, and I wanted to get over here. And Nelson was here and is gone. I'm so mad.
Well, Honey, don't be. You know why?
Why?
Do you know what he said about Miso? Do
why?
You really want to know? He said this is the funnest show he's ever been on.
Oh, yep. Where are you hanging around with all the haters? Are you hanging around with those people who are always trying to pick on me? You know,
Nelson was kidding and saying that, you know, but I think he means that Matt Michael is the funnest show he's ever been on, and so I think the next time you have your little buddy on, you need to bring your A-game buddy because,
You know what, Carly? I don't know if you know this, but Monday night's my 3-hour birthday show, and Nelson Ranko's producing and hosting it.
Oh. Well, I'm sure he was drunk at the time when he told you he would do that. Yeah.
I know that I think this newfound hatred is what people are calling it. I think, like someone said, there's three things going on. Someone's dreaming, someone's having a nightmare, and someone's having a fantasy. And it's all intertwined. And it's messy, messy, messy. Which makes it a good soap, but it's also very, very choppy. So people get like, what the hell is going on, you know? And this, the bashing and the, this is how Liz thinks people think of her. And she's the one, you know what I mean, coming up with the accusations in her head that these people are accusing her of. Because she's guilty for lying, she's, you know, of course she's heartbroken, Jake's still gone, you know, as far as she knows, he's gone.
Right.
This whole Luke thing with Aiden is just, I don't know, it's so fast-paced, you can't even look away from the screen because things change so fast. And then, you know, like, today, I mean, they're discussing his diagnosis, and Elizabeth is nowhere around. Here we go again with her child in a story, and she's nowhere around. You know what I mean? So
oh,
it's kind of, I don't know. It's just,
I'm supposed to ask Simon.
I also think that we are in for a surprise in the next month.
Yep.
I really, really think that Jason and Elizabeth will ride out the rest of General Hospital for as long as they have.
I think the show is going to end with Jason and Elizabeth together riding off into the sunset. I'm convinced that that's going to happen.
Yes. And
I'm
know also, Jake's alive.
Can I mean,
the mentions of him, the echo in his voice. I think he's in those tunnels, and I think Jason is going to find him.
Go ahead,
that's my guess. Or Elizabeth is going to find him.
One of them will. Carly, what were you going to say?
No, so do you know, I mean, you probably can't tell us, but everywhere there's been names being dropped who's going to be out, but we are not hearing anything. But we won't hear anything until after the holidays. That's what
he
I'm thinking because...
Say. He agreed with me. That was good news.
No. I'm just saying, like, you know, people are wondering when, like, Anthony Jerry is going to jump ship or Sonny's going to jump ship or...
Let me fill you guys in on something. Excuse me for a minute. Just while you think about it. We are now heading into holiday season.
Yep.
Do not be surprised to see a press release or something come out the day before or the day after Thanksgiving. You know, I'm not saying it's going to. I have not been told that it will. I'm just going by how Disney plays the game. Rumor bombs get dropped at convenient times. And press releases where the fans are going to go ape get dropped at convenient times. And I think next week is going to be a very, very interesting week. Because the news about One Life to Live has caused a major uproar. And I'm warning you, General Hospital fans, all of you who said, well, it doesn't matter if ABC cancels, we got Prospect Park. guess what?
That
was a bunch of bull. And that's really heartbreaking because so many people put their heart and soul into making that happen. And
really,
it's
and
just
also,
lies. I mean, it's
yeah, and
so,
also, you know, blaming people like, you know, I mean, I don't know if
you know what?
People
do. You
know
what? I think all the actors on General Hospital should walk out of Prospect Studios.
Well, you know, maybe it's time for a strike, but I'm going to tell you something. I just said this on my show, and I'm going to say it to you folks. You know what the Occupy Wall Street movement is, right? It's time for an Occupy soap opera. Soap fans, this is our last chance. We don't have another chance here. This is our last chance, and we've got to get it together. The coupon campaign is more important now than it ever was, The fact that One Life to Live is going to do a storyline about a coupon campaign is a message to us that it's got to go forward.
Yeah.
You know, so I think everybody's got to get together on this one. Go ahead, Carly.
Okay. Yeah, what is the news? Okay, what exactly is the news about OTO and Poster Poke? Is it false information mixed with some information?
Okay, this is what we understand. The agreement to lease the studios temporarily hit a snag, some kind of a legal snag. I don't know what that snag is, and to be quite frank, I don't care.
You
the
don't
bottom
know,
line
yeah.
is, you know, Raven Beauty just said on my show that basically Prospect Park has already broken two promises. They broke the promise about All My Children, and now they've broken the promise about One Life to Live. Prospect Park obviously has some problems. And we're reaching out to them in a way behind channels. We don't want people to flood Prospect Park with phone calls and emails and all that stuff. That's not the way to go.
No.
You know, Prospect Park, Mr. Kiwanis, they are very well aware that we are ready to take a group of people together and sit at a table and say, look, this is how we see it. And, you know, whether anyone likes it or not, the bottom line is soap fans are very intelligent and have some great ideas. And soap fans deserve a seat at the table right now because together we can work. You know, I said tonight, and I'm going to tell you guys the same thing, this is no longer about All My Children and One Life to Live. This is about all three shows. As far as I am concerned, this battle, this movement is about all three shows. I want to see all three shows out of Disney. I want these shows in a home where they'll be welcome, where they'll be celebrated. And I think we all should share in that mission. It's no longer about one show over another. We want all three. We want them out of Disney. We want them together. We want them back on air. And this movement is taking a whole new shape. And, you know, whether you're a JSAM fan or a Liaison fan or a Scrubs fan, if you're a fan of General Hospital, you better get on board the train now because this is your only shot. This is your only shot.
By the way, two other callers, if you want to be on air, just press one. Ruby Red wanted to know if Cyrus thinks Jake is alive and why.
Why do I think Jake is alive?
I think Jake
is
alive.
Well,
I know Jake is alive. I don't think he's alive.
Yep.
I know why. I know he's alive.
Mm-hmm.
Luke was set up.
Yep.
I think that Jake's disappearance is possibly Cassadine related. Jake was a problem. I wouldn't be surprised if there's someone else involved in this mix. Who is betraying Jason and Elizabeth?
Oh, I can say who is. Sorry, just being in pain. I would be in pain in the bed.
This is going to be a question I have for you, and then I have to let you think on it for a minute.
Okay.
Do you think there's any way that Sonny is behind Jake's disappearance?
No.
Oh.
You don't think he has anything to do with it?
Why would Sonny do that to his best friend? That does not make sense.
Why else?
Well, Sonny's in love with Jason. They're not best friends. They have a bromance, and it's
okay.
We wouldn't do that. No, I don't think Sonny's behind it. I really don't. I think Helena may be behind it. I also think Sam may be behind it.
Oh yeah, I think Sam.
Yeah, me too. Because I think she knows for sure. Yeah, because come on, all of a sudden she was working with Dante for a minute.
The lady in white at Windermere, I believe, I think it was supposed to be Laura, but since they couldn't get Jeannie back, they changed.
Well, wait, so Jeannie's not coming back?
I don't know. I don't know what to think because one thing says one, you know, that expect her back, and then the other thing says, no, she's not coming.
Well, Ethan's going to be in love with the person, so can't be Laura's age.
Maybe it's romances.
Ethan can have a cougar in his life. I could see that.
But did you hear? You want to know what Sam's saying? They're saying that Courtney is coming back. Alicia Lee Wells. They're claiming that she looks like Laura, and she will be Laura's center. Is that whack?
I don't think Alicia Willis will ever go back into the hospital. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't think so either.
I'm
not saying I believe it either, but that's just the way these people think, you know.
And you guys, Christy from iHeartRadio is on the line, too.
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
Okay. Did you listen to me? Yeah, when I told you to go to bed and tell my soul, did you listen to me?
No, I didn't. I just finished listening to Silas's show. It was great.
Silas, did you go on air? Did you let Christy on air?
He didn't have me on air. I was over there listening. I was being good. I was in the chat box.
Okay.
Everybody was crying over there. I mean, come on, Christy. Wasn't everybody in tears over there?
Yes, I was crying so bad. I was just like, oh, my God. And, I mean, like, and the thing is I'm not even as invested in One Life to Live as I am with General Hospital. So I was just like, oh, my God, that's going to be awful when General Hospital, I just can't even fathom it, just like you guys. I just can't even imagine that it's not going to be on anymore.
And Raven Beauty was unbelievable.
Oh, my God. She's like an angel. She really is. She sounded so strong, which I felt really good about. She sounded very, very strong. But, yeah, she's like, I'm just amazed at how well she's doing. But I know everybody is just so upset. It's hard. What I don't understand is it's hard for the freaking suits to understand what's so mean. And that is therein lies the problem. And yes, it's a business. But you do have emotions. Emotions are that's why there are fans. I mean, let's not even talk about soaps. Let's just look at the Twilight Saga, for God's sake.
And we have another block call on to this,
it's just crazy. I don't know.
Go ahead, Carly.
No, I was just saying today was too much emotion because, you have the One Life to Live ending, no taping day, and then you have We Just going off. And for me, I've watched We Just ever since I was a kid with my grandfather and seeing his last. And then when I saw Rob Iger, I headed to the bathroom because I almost puked.
The other thing that bothered me was Robert Iger goes and is like, there for the Regis thing, and he can't even go over there and say anything to the I mean, what is wrong with that guy? I'm sorry. They are just evil.
Well, you know, I want to remind everybody of something. I want to remind General Hospital fans of something right now. Think about this, okay? As we are talking right now at 11:20 on the East Coast, the cast and crew of One Life to Live are wrapping up their last gathering. They are all in a restaurant. They're all in a private room, hugging each other and crying, talking about the good old times. I want you to think about something. Cassie DePaiva, who plays Blair, Roger Howarth, who plays Todd, they're looking at Chris Alderson, who plays Star. They have watched this girl grow up. Bob Woods, Bo Buchanan, Hillary B. Smith, Nora Buchanan, they're kissing and hugging Eddie Alderson, their Matthew, for the last time. 5 months from now, my friends, 5 months from now, Steve Burton and Becky Herbst could be hugging each other for the last time at the same kind of party.
Oh, God.
Don't even say it.
But yeah, I'm being a realist here. I'm being a realist.
Well, yes, he's being a realist.
I'm being a realist.
About the God.
Tonight, One Life to Live is in a very painful place. Those people, at the beginning of the holiday season, these people are faced with such heartbreak. This is the future
Harley,
of general...
I have to interrupt, hon.
Okay.
I have to go pick up my daughter.
Okay, Amy, text me over the weekend.
Sorry, I have to go pick her up. She's not feeling well or something. So.
Oh,
I gotta go.
Okay, text me. Yeah, text me, Leo. Poor little kid. Bye.
I just took her to get her permit today, and she went to a football game, and she's not feeling good, so I gotta go get her.
Poor little girl.
Somebody in your chat room just asked about the $20 million and what I thought about it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go one of two ways.
Has
the
to do with
million,
the trust fund.
Well,
I think that's gonna come back because of Stephen's past.
Because of Stephen's past, or Spinelli took off with the money.
Let's finish because
we have to really jump on this GH thing or else it's done. So
But my husband is gonna be like in trouble for taking money. That is not gonna sit well with me, and you guys all know that. If they make Spinelli this badass. Bad person, I will go away.
It has to do with Helena. Helena owns the pharmaceutical company. It has to do with Steven. It has to do with the trust fund. It has to do with the sudden falling through trust fund money that Elizabeth invested for her son.
Yeah, but I thought that trust fund was only $5 million. It wasn't 20. I thought it was $5 million in the house.
No, $20 million.
She wasn't the only one that put in that money. It was only five people that put in $5 million.
You got to remember something. You got to remember something. Is this $20 million tied in to the serial killer storyline that's about to break?
No, I think it's tied into Jake.
Probably not.
Okay.
I think it's separate.
I think it has something to do with Jake. I think it has
everything to do with the Franco thing.
I think it's going to be connected to the Franco thing and the Jake and all that. Silas, finish what you were saying, because they need to hear this.
Anyway, I got to go, guys. I'll talk to you later, okay? Bye.
Okay, bye, Amy. Right,
bye,
Christy.
See, the problem is we don't know.
I got to go open up these on radio, so I'll see you guys soon, okay?
Okay,
all right.
Bye, Christy.
Go ahead, Silas.
The way I see it, we're really not sure what direction anything is going to go, and here's why. There have been so many writing changes in the last few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you have to remember, Garen Wolfe's vision has been twisted and turned every step of the way. You know, one night an actor is studying a script, the next morning they handed another script and said, oh, we decided to trash last night's script, we're going with this. It's happened too often. So I think all of the rumors we're hearing, all of the storylines we're hearing, I think they're changing on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And a couple of weeks ago, the studios went dark for a week. All at the last minute. And I believe part of the reason why is because they're changing storylines yet again. And is anybody here an Another World fan?
I am.
Okay. Do you remember the Frankie Frame dying in the serial killer storyline?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, get ready. You're about to see Frankie Frame 2.0 on General Hospital.
Great.
And Ms. Altman and Mr. Kreisman are the visionaries behind the Frankie Frame dying. So, if you think that everybody is safe, guess again. This serial killer is going to do to General Hospital what the serial killer did to Another World. That's what's happening.
This is so stupid.
I feel like crying.
You know, the other thing I think is, though, is that they're trying to, like, trash it so bad so that it can't continue. Even if it, I mean, where are you going to pick up if Luke is gone and Sonny is gone and all these people are gone
three
or killed or whatever?
Calm down. Calm down. You tell me to calm down, Beth Spinelli. Calm down. You know what?
Sorry.
I have no words after that, Cyrus. I mean, crap. Holy shit, son of a bitch. I'm sorry for you guys, but come on. This is crazy.
Well, you know, it's a simple... Lone Star Mama's like, what was that again, Cyrus? It's been so long. Frankie Frame, Cass's wife, Frankie got killed by a serial killer. And it caused a firestorm with the Another World fan base. The same thing is about to happen at General Hospital that happened at Another World. The same thing is about to happen, and it's being written by the same people. The same people who killed Frankie Frame are about to kill Spinelli. That's how I
would. Oh, my God. No, please, Spinelli. No, I fucking knew it's going to happen.
Okay, you guys.
Oh, Carly.
Or Spin.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I am? This is true about Spinelli. I will go LA myself and then kill a bunch of people because, you know, you cannot test Spinelli or Grumpy.
But Carly, remember a couple of weeks ago, I said when I saw Bradford, what he was talking about. He was like getting ready for other projects. And I had told you that General Hospital was going to start cleaning house.
Yep.
It's going to start. I mean,
Okay, why in the hell does it have to be my husband? Why can't it be chemo, for God's sake?
Remember what I told you? Everybody calm down for a minute. Carly, listen to me for a minute.
Looking at Bradford, okay, let's leave Spinelli, the character, out of it for a minute. Looking at Bradford, don't you think for his career, now, I think Bradford is one of the greatest actors we have in daytime today.
He
is amazing.
He's amazing.
Don't you think, career-wise, it would be better for Bradford to get out of General Hospital before it goes off the air
so that he can
get on another show or get on another project? Because you got to remember,
we
200 people just lost their jobs tonight in New York City.
Over 200 people
lost their jobs last month. You know,
dump the sinking ship.
Yeah, exactly. If there's anyone on General Hospital who deserves an opportunity to go out and expand his craft, if there's anyone at General Hospital, it's Bradford. Bradford is the unsung hero. He's not the stud. He doesn't have the looks of Steve Burton. He doesn't have the charm of Scott Reeves. He doesn't have the darkness of Mo Bernard. But Bradford captures the hearts of the viewers with his beautiful approach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's so sweet. The other day, me and you were talking, and I said, take a look at Bradford, the actor, at Spinelli.
I know.
And I told you that Spinelli, and General Hospital did not have a story other than the memory thing in Maxie. What else has Spinelli really done? Character-wise. And you know, never take off a character. It's a character that doesn't have the popularity.
but it's like Fidelity is the I don't want to say the unsung hero because, you know, he is a character that has been around and is really kind of, and I'm not going to say this to hurt anybody, but right now he's useless.
Well, yes. Fine. My husband is useless right now, but do we really have to? I mean, I know they are going to kill him off. But no, and we are going into overtime. Ladies on Radio starts in 3 minutes, but I want to finish this, so I told Christy that. But I just feel like, you know what? I mean, I understand what everyone is saying. I agree with that, but. You know, I mean, can they just take someone that I hate off, that I won't miss at all? That's all I'm asking, the apes. I mean, come on, you took all these One Life and Live people jobs away and AMC jobs away and you took away everything.
But even if Fidelity stays on, Carly, think of it this way. Even if he stays on, they're going to ruin him. Look what they've done to Rebecca Herbst. Even the people that don't leave,
I agree with you. Oh, and Christy, you and I are going to get drunk at the melting pot next weekend. This time we announce that. No, we are drinking, okay? It's, yeah. And if anyone wants to come.
What?
If anyone wants to come in the melting pot in Bellevue, fly in, because Christy and I will be there getting drunk. And I think you guys would love seeing me drunk, so come on in.
Yes.
Hey, Carly, I got to go because I got to go take a call in a second, just so you know.
Okay.
If you guys have time, stop by the birthday party Monday night, because I understand that Nelson Branco is putting together a show. And I think you're all going to be surprised by some of the guests. I don't know who's coming. All I know is Nelson Branco and Kat Hickland are working on this. So I don't,
we will.
I'll be there. Okay.
And you know what, Carly?
Night, Silas.
Carly, Christy,
yes,
all of you that do your shows, don't give up the fight. Thank you for taking the time. You people are the ones that are helping push us forward. So don't stop what you're doing. You're doing the right thing. Okay?
I will.
Thank you.
I'm going to be strong.
All
right. I'm going to go. Have a great night. Bye.
Carly.
Bye. Okay.
Carly.
Yes.
What's Christy's number?
Christy, okay, I think she's going to be on the Blog Talk one first.
Do you know the phone number?
Yeah, hold on. I know the phone number. I have it right here.
Call me.
It's 718.
Okay.
766.
Okay.
4028.
What was the last part?
4028. Yeah.
Okay.
And tell her I will be over as soon as I finish this.
Okay.
Okay. Bye, Silo.
Bye-bye.
Wait. Okay, quick question. Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, thank
you.
You can
barely hear me, I know.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, God. Block call you on mail. Block call you on mail.
Hey, is it me?
Okay. Yeah.
Is this Alva?
Wow, I think that's
it, Carly, I want to tell you, don't get upset about Bradford. I kind of agree with them. You know, I was looking at some of the show today, and Jason was saying to Sam, which I try to mute, but anyway, he was saying, you know, you asked him to stay, you know, he shouldn't be living here when we marry. You know, so they're getting ready to kick him out of the house. So what is he going to be doing?
Oh, God, you're talking about Jason? Oh, God. Okay, now I'm infuriated because I haven't watched this week's shows yet. But, okay, I will calm down. But, you know, I love Spinelli. I fell in love with Spinelli before anyone probably did. And I loved him. But, I mean, I understand. I understand this is a stupid business that we are in, and daytime is fucked up, and, you know, I really, really hope at night when Brian Fond and all those ABC people go home that, you know, something horrible happens to them. Not death. I'm not wishing death. I'm saying, you know, if their house accidentally blows up and they are still alive or something. This is what they created. They have created so much heartache in the last year. Brian Fond knew, oh, let's send them to California, but we are going to cancel them in a year. And then everyone's houses and mortgages go by the wayside. He did not care. So we do not care about any one of those ABC people.
Carly, I got to tell you this. Today, being at the studio, at the One Like to Live studio, first and foremost, I'm still like, I really haven't stopped crying because it was like I was doing good. I was doing good today, and then it started to hit me when I saw Bree Williamson. She was running and she was crying.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When I you know was making the video for Bob to send to you and everything.
Oh, thank you,
like,
God! I want to thank you again. Okay. I want to thank you again. That was the nicest thing ever.
I was like, I mean, he was coming out, and he gave me a hug and everything, and we're talking and walking. I was like, can you, like, say hi to my friend Carly and everything? And he was like, sure. I said, you know, she couldn't be here today and everything.
Oh,
and
I wish
I
was.
Like, okay, I'm not going to cry. And I'm like, okay, I'm
you
not going to cry. I'm not going to cry.
Okay,
and
I'm
going
to go over to Christy.
Like, okay.
You know why? I
saw, like, Laura Wright in them. Like, I saw all the Twitters today. And then, when Austin Shane, who came out and everything, first of all, the boy is tall. And, like,
oh, really?
Looking at him, I remember when he first, I remember when he first started. He was, like,
I remember.
And now he's,
wasn't that, like,
4 years
ago?
Yeah, and he's 16 now, and
His voice is a little deep
and everything, and he came out and he started crying. Like, we all was giving everybody who was coming out a round of applause. Frank and Ron was coming out. We gave them applause.
Oh,
the Rockers, the stage crew. But the cool thing was, and I told you this earlier too, Carly, is that there wasn't that many fans out there. You know, everybody respected, you know, what today was. Mostly everybody was around the corner at Regis. But Frank and Ron came out and gave the fans, he was like, because you guys were here so long, here's free notebooks and pens and the book bag. And then Gary Warner, who wrote the One Life to Live scrapbook, he comes out and he gives out One Life to Live books. And he's like, you know, thank you. Like, you know, and we're like, no, thank you. You know, you can right here, make this right, left here.
Are you driving?
I am. See you guys over at Christie.
Well, I'm actually in the cab right now. Like, I gotta, cause I'm gonna go. I decided to get off the bus and then catch the cab so you guys can hear me a little clearer.
Well, so where are you going tonight? What are you doing tonight?
I'm going to my friend's house and chilling out. Cause I like emotionally. Like, I don't know if you guys can hear it in my voice. I'm so emotionally drained right now. It's not, I mean, you would think, and it was really hard to explain it because we weren't saying goodbye. Let me clear this up right now. There was a lot of rumors going out today. I saw on Facebook and Twitter, like, the Prosper Park, the funding fell through and all that stuff. That's not true. We talked to Ron, Frank, Jerry Van Dorn, who plays Clint and everything, and they set the record straight about certain things that was on the internet. And I just want to say this right now, that there was no lost money or the funding, something got screwed with that or anything. Right now, they're just taking their time because Prosper Park is small compared to, like, CBS networks and ABC and stuff. Everybody has to remember that they are working on a budget. That is true. That is so true. And, yes, they did ask the actors to do a budget cut because of the fact that they're going from TV to the Internet. So it's kind of a little different pay when you're going on online than on television.
Yep.
And then, you know, people are saying, well, this, and this. Right now, all my children, it is still going to continue. However, they don't know what pickup time, what the time frame is. It's not going to be January. They're looking somewhere to March. That's what we were told. We were also talked about General Hospital. They don't know anything. They don't know anything until mid of February and March, from what we was told today. And there was just a lot of stuff today because, like I said, mostly it was the actors were coming out and saying thank you, and you know, all the fans were singing the theme song like 20 times, and just talking about things, like talking about the changes that are coming up, the good, the bad, the ugly. And there is going to be some ugly changes coming up. I can definitely confirm that there's going to be some ugly changes coming. But...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think all of us are just blown out today. This day has, like, blown everyone out to, you know, the most emotional state, I think, you know, everyone has been in.
I mean, we saw Erica Slezak. And first of all, this was my first time seeing her, okay? And at first, I just stood there, you know, because everybody gave her a round of applause, you know? And she came out, and she didn't really sign autographs or stop for pictures or anything, but she had just whispered, thank you. And she left to go to the rap party. And...
Why didn't you not have the rap party?
Because I was really emotionally worn out, to be completely honest. And I don't think I'm not even on the show, but I wouldn't have handled it the way.
Yeah, okay.
That most people, you know, it's like, you know, we all said, like, Kirsten Austin, we watched Star grow up, you know, and it's kind of like, I looked at her one time and I was just like, oh my gosh, I remember when you got your Lauren Smith. Like, I remember with Eddie, I was like, dude, I remember when your voice changed when you were talking, and in a brief minute, your voice changed.
Yeah.
And then I look at, like, Austin, and then, David Gregory came out.
Oh.
And, yeah, that was hot.
What about Michael and Melissa? What happened with that?
Michael had, he went out the other side of the door.
Oh.
But two of the fans who saw him said he wasn't even doing good. He wasn't handling it, you know, like all John the Dane.
You know what? Yeah, you know what? I think we need to give them some time. This is, you know... Okay.
I don't think you realize how much it was going to be. Like, the reality had kicked in because one of the makeup people came downstairs and she was like, "Here's some Kleenex because we're doing the same thing you guys are right now." Like, everybody's crying, everybody's, you know, trying to hold it together. Everybody's, you know, hearing you guys sing the theme songs and messing up the lines, which was true. And
So Christy, really, Christy, did you talk to Felisa? Did she say at 4 o'clock is okay for Saturday?
I think she said at 4 o'clock was okay. I DM'd her, and she was supposed to DM me back, but I'm thinking it should be okay.
Because if we get in at 4 o'clock, right in there, they will probably take us right away.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, that'd be great, but let me see if she sent me one.
Yeah,
let's see. It says, no, the last thing I have, no, she didn't respond to my last thing, was that you were going to make a reservation for 4 and to get back to me. She said, Saturday is okay.
Yeah, so this text me through the weekend if she gets back to you, but you are on bed rest, young lady, and Candace, you are on emotional bed rest.
I know. We're gonna have to have a, like a hospital ward for this. So
I thought about that today. I'm like, no, this is not a good day. And you know, oh, did you make it to see Weedless this morning, Ken?
Yes.
How was it?
It was emotional.
Oh God.
It was like when I got there, it was already a crowd of people, and then they had said, "Who's never been here before?" So I raised my hand because I've really never been there before. So it was me and some other girls, and they put us inside the building for a few minutes. And they was like, just wait right here. And we got away. Well, we didn't get away with it, but we got some Regis and Kelly merchandise, like key rings and a cup and a T-shirt. And it was signed by Kelly and Regis. And then they was like, well, Regis is already here, and we was kind of figuring that out, but they had the blue carpet, and we took pictures and stuff like that, and yeah, and then I start getting a little emotional then, but not as emotional as I did when I went to One Life to Live. But yeah, it was so crowded in there.
Like I said, all night, whoever friggin' decided to make One Life to Live last day of TV and we just last day, whoever was in that room and figured that out needs to be shot in the head.
Well, they even, well, the lady at Reaches at the studio was like, what's going, is today's One Life to Live's last taping day? And we was like, yeah. You can make a laugh right here. And then she was like, oh my gosh, she was like, this is just the worst day in New York ever.
Yes,
I tell you.
You know, I have some friends back there, and everyone said the mood is like somber tonight, and it is.
I mean, it was like with Regis thing. It was more like a joyful, I've never been to a retirement party, but you know, but it was sort of like that, and you know, you had people, you know, coming from all parts, you know. Just to see, you know, him, and to, you know, even if they couldn't touch him or anything, just to be there for that moment to say I was there for Regis's last, you know, show, just like we were today. We were at the One Life to Live, you know, last taping and stuff, and it was just, you know, it was one of those things, and I was even shocked myself when they gave us the stuff. They gave us the giddy bag, and I was like,
cool.
Ooh, what's this? Like, okay. And then to go from Regis, you know, to go over to the One Life to Live and get, you know, books and book bags.
Yeah.
And I felt like, at first I felt like Oprah was going to come out and say, you won a brand new soap opera or something like that. I'm like, what's this? But, yeah, it was like really, I mean.
Yeah, well, maybe we should call it a night for, you know, I won't seem like a bad co-host on Ladies on Radio, and Christy, you need to go to bed. You are grounded, and you cannot come on Ladies on Radio until you throw it though. And text me this weekend and see how you're doing.
I will, and tell Christy I'm sorry I didn't call.
Well, you know what? She understands, believe me.
Okay.
And Candace, text me through the weekend or call me.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye. 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 Bye.
Bye.